apricot and dried cherry loaf cake. The butter makes it rich. The cake flour makes it tender. Dried fruits lend not only lovely color, but also a tart sweetness and texture. Serve this stylish loaf for breakfast, with a cup of tea in the afternoon, or a la mode for dessert. You can even toast it if you wish. Like our other loaf cakes, this makes a great gift. Ingredients for 8 serves. 1/2 cup dried apricot halves. 1/2 cup of dried cherries. 2 cups sifted cake flour. 1 1/2 teaspoons of baking powder. 1/2 teaspoon salt. 1/2 teaspoon ground nutmeg. 1/2 pound, which is 2 sticks of unsalted butter at room temperature. 1 1/2 cups of sugar. 5 large eggs. 2 teaspoons of vanilla extract. 1/2 cup of whole milk. Steps. 1. Preheat the oven to 350 degrees Fahrenheit. Grease and flour an 8x4x2 and a half inch loaf pan. Cut a piece of wax paper to fit the bottom of the loaf pan. Place it in the pan and grease and flour it as well. 2. Soak the apricots and cherries separately in warm water to cover until softened, about 15 minutes. Drain the fruits and chop the apricots into 1/2 inch pieces. 3. In a large bowl, combine the flour, baking powder, salt, and nutmeg. 4. In the bowl of a standing electric mixer, cream the butter with the sugar on medium speed until light and fluffy, about 4 minutes. Scrape down the bowl. 5. Beat in the eggs in 3 batches, scraping down the bowl after each addition. Beat in the vanilla. 6. Reduce the mixer to low and add half of the dry ingredients, then the milk, then the remaining dry ingredients. By hand, fold in the cherries and apricots until fully incorporated. 7. Spread the batter in the prepared loaf pan and smooth the top with a spatula. Bake for 1 hour, until a cake tester inserted in the center of the loaf comes out clean. Let cool completely in the pan set on a rack, then unmold and slice. The loaf will be kept, wrapped tightly in plastic, at room temperature for several days.